Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Samach Tes, the first full daf here in the seventh perek of Maseches Yuma, as we continue in perek Balo, as we are post the Avodas Pnim, and the Kohen Gadol does the Kriyas HaTorah, as we had the important Ta'ara yesterday, that from the Gvuras Ari, that this is a different type of Kriyas HaTorah than the rest of the year. It might be a Chovas Gavra on the Kohen Gadol, which we are allowed to participate in, though it is somewhat different than regular Talmud Torah D'Yachid, and that's why, says the Gvuras Ari, even if it's unique, but there is a bracha, shalach hareha, afterwards, because it's connected to a Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. And then we had the discussion of the eight brachos that were said after the Kohen Gadol reads the Torah, and in the Machlokes Rashi Rambam, is there a bracha beforehand? And the final point that we spoke about yesterday, that the Gemara starts off by saying, that the Mishnah says you could read this portion of the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, even in his own clothing. It's still a shalom, or he could read it in the Big Day Boots. He could keep his Big Day Lovan on. So the Gemara said, doesn't that show that relate to a sugya that we have elsewhere, which is Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehanos Mehen, that Big Day Kahuna, even though one of the begadim, at least, that the Big Day, that the Kohen Hedyot wears, more than one that the Kohen Gadol wears, but at least one of them is shatnez. You see, you're still allowed to get benefit from them, because you're allowed to wear them even though you don't have to wear them. So isn't this a raya? So let's pick up from the third line of the Gemara. Isn't this a raya that it is mutter to be nehene from Big Day Kahuna? So the Gemara answers no. Dil mashayni kriya d'tzorech avodahi. No, kriya is related to the avodah. It's not like your own purposes. As we discussed yesterday, the discussion of Rav Soloveitchik and the Sharm Sianna Balacha, the Kriya isn't an Avoda per se, but it's definitely connected. It's in the framework of Avoda, so maybe that's good enough for Nitznu Leharos from the Big Day Kahuna. The Ibailon, because after all, we have the question elsewhere. Big Day Kahuna, Nitznu Leharos Behen, Olo. Olo, Nitznu Leharos Behen. So we wanted to bring this Mishnah as a Raya that it's Nitan Leharos. The Gemara says maybe not. Maybe here it's enough connected to the Avoda that it would be mutter, even though in general it would not be mutter. So, let's try a couple of other rayas, once this topic has already been mentioned. Tashma, the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid, lo hayu yishenim a big day kodesh. They would not sleep in their begadim. Let's say one of the kahanim wants to make sure that he's up early for the first goral in the morning. So, sometimes if we have to wake up early, you know, we sleep in our clothing for the next day. And then we'll wake up, we'll jump out of bed, and we'll go straight. So, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, Shena hu delo. So you're not allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kodesh. Hamechal achli. Mashma that you're allowed to eat in the Big Day Kodesh. Right? It's only about sleeping. Sleeping is more of an issue because you might act in an inappropriate way. You might be mezalzel on them. You might shema yafiach bahem. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to sleep with them. But per se, getting hana. So maybe it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma shayni achila. Ditzara chavodahi. No, maybe not. Maybe even eating is also not something. What kind of eating do the Kohanim do in the Azara? They're doing the eating of the Kachim, of Karbanos. So maybe that also is an extension of Avoda. So it does not apply, and it does not relate to our general context. The Kiddetanya, the Brisa says that we had in the past, V'achlo somasher kupar bohem, melameh shakohanim ochlam and bailam iskaprim. The Kohanim eat, and the bailam get kapara through their eating. So therefore, again, that is not a raya. Again, the eating of karbanos is a major topic. Just to mention maybe two sources again that we'd like to mention. First of all, the Gemara's lashon is kohanim ochlim ubailam iskaprim. Is that by all achilas kohanim, and is that only by achilas kohanim? First question, is that by all? The Rambam and the Chinuch both mention in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishnah Torah that the mitzvahs asay, the ultimate mitzvahs asay, is by achilas kodshei kodshim. If you look at Maisa Karbanos in Perek Yud, the Rambam starts off by saying, achilas chatas va'asham, mitzvahs asay. Obviously not ola, because ola is not eaten, but chatas and asham. Though that's the ultimate mitzvah asay daraisa shneimar v'achlu asam asher kubar bohem kohanim ochlam abaylam iskaprim. So who adin? What else? L'shar kodshim sheochlad akohanim achilas and mitzvah, and also other kabbarnos are included. But it's clearly a secondary level. The Rambam must get this from our Gemara, because bailam iskaprim, there's no kapara when it comes to kachikalim, when it comes to a shlamim, the kohanim eating chazei v'shok. Right, that's not kapara in the real sense of the word. So the Rabbah must understand Chazal that it's dafka by karbanos where you need a kapara, and that is chatas and asham. And that's where the Rambam in Mishneh Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvahs he quotes chatas and asham, and then he says hu hadin la other karbanos. But then he says there's a separate mitzvah say not for us to eat karban mincha, the shiarim of the mincha, which is a separate pasuk in Parshas Saf. V'chein achilas shiarim menachas mitzvah say shneimar v'hanoseres b'mena yochlu aron avanav. Even though most karbanos mincha are not for kapara purposes, but it's a separate pasuk, separate pasuk of the Torah. That is the two different levels of the Rambam and the Chinuch in this mitzvah. The Mishnah Melech, once we have it open, says, I don't have a raya to this, but I would assume that the Kohanim make a special bracha when they eat their karbanos. The Nira de Milsa, the Pshitahi, it's obvious to me. Shakoy Mevarich, after he says Shahakol, right, he says Shahakol on the meat, and then he says, Asher Kiddushana Bikdushaso Shal Aron Vitzivanu Lechol Chatos Olechol Asham. Says it's not written anywhere, but I think that must be true. Why? Because look at the end of the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam quotes such a bracha by eating truma. Asher kedushanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol ha-truma. So mistama by karbanos also, they would make this bracha. Anytime you do something that reflects and is flows from their special status, one would make a bracha. So that's in terms of kohanim eating, maybe not all. Maybe not eating the chazeh and the shok, but at least eating chatas and asham. And second half of the question is it only the kohanim eating? There are hints in some Rishonim that even when Bailim eat their chelek of the carbon shlamim, so that also is part of, doesn't bring kapara, but is part of the mitzvah. The Arachayim HaKadosh says this in Shmos. We're going to have two Arachayim HaKadoshes today. The Arachayim HaKadosh says this in Perech Chavtes, Pasik Lamed Gimel. On the Pasik of our Pasik, V'achlu also v'asher kupar bohem. What's the context there? What's the context where the Pasik is quoted? It's a Parsha Tetzaveh. What's in the second half of Tetzaveh? That's the Miluim. Who's eating there? Are the Kohanim there? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kohen there. He's functioning as the Kohen there. Remember, the Gemara has a suffix elsewhere in Tainus and Masechet Avodah Zarah. What begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Sheves Yimei Miluim? Did he act like a Kohen and he wore a big day kahuna? Did he not? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh there says, Pirish, v'achlosam asher kubar bohem, litzat sheheim ba'alav. Here the Kohanim were the Bailim. They weren't the Kohanim. V'lo litzat sheheim Kohanim. And the Aruch Chaim says, Ki achila shlamim labailim tafil hakapara. Wow. That's an important lashon, that even the Bailim's eating achieves some kapara and is included in this mitzvah. Vafilu melomoshe asurim hagam she'ocha l'chazei she'asur la'aruz. That's Aruch Chaim, but it's based on Rishonim. There are Rishonim also that mentioned that the Bailim's eating plays a role in the mitzvahs asay as well. But either way,
so there's a chilak between the dam that's matir and the eating, which is
the eating is different. Well, the eating you don't eat. Eating is not ma'akev. Even if you don't eat, if they don't eat it, they still get the kapara is still had. But there's still an element. Once it's eaten, once there's eaten, again, eating is not a chiv. It's not an avoda. Eating is not a requirement. Even without eating, if everything gets burned and lost, they still get the kapara. But it does achieve some level of kapara when they eat it. Last line. Says the Gemara, Shena hu delo, so the next diyuk. We said, well, they're not allowed to sleep in it, but maybe they could eat. So we said, no, maybe eating is part of the mitzvah, so there's no riot to our sugya of nidah lehenos. So now we have Shena hu delo ha hiluchi mahalchi. So fine, no sleeping, but they can walk around in it. So isn't that also a raya that nitnu lehenos? So the Gemara says, no, bedinu di luchi nami lo. Really, they can't walk around in their begadim unless they're doing the avoda either. V'sevet srichalei. The only reason that it says sleeping is to contrast it to the next line. Poshtin u'makaflin u'maynichin tachas rasheyem. They're allowed to take off their clothes and fold it up and put it literally under their heads. That's mutter. They're not allowed to sleep while they're wearing it, but they're allowed to put it under their heads, which, as of now, we think means literally under their heads. So says the Gemara, really? So why don't you just bring a riot from that line? Poshtin, umakaplin, menichonosam dachas rashayim, shamas mina, big dekun, and nilahenos mehan. So you see from there, it's nito nilahenos, because they're using it as a pillow. So they're getting hana that way. Samar of Papa, no. Lo teima tachas rashayim, ela ema keneged rashayim. Maybe it means right next to their heads. Doesn't mean I mean, it's allowed to be in the same room, right? And they're allowed to have it right next to where they sleep, but they're not allowed to have it underneath. So what's the chiddush of that? So Amar Rav Papa, Amar Rav Misharshia, Shema Smina, Tefillin Menatzah, Shaper Dami. It must be, if you're allowed to do it by Big Day Kahuna, it must be you're allowed to do it by Tefillin as well. You're allowed to have Tefillin right next to where one sleeps, Shaper Dami. And we're not worried about what? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what are we not worried about? Rashi says we're not worried, Shema Yafiach Bahem. Maybe you'll act in a way that is inappropriate to have tefillin even right next to you. Tosfos maybe is bothered, quoting the Gemara elsewhere, once you're not wearing them and there's no worry of Shema Yafiach, the issue is you might roll on top of them. Right? You're not going to roll on the tefillin. That's a bizayin. So just like, that's the Gemara's chashash. Just like we're not worried that he's going to roll around and go onto his big day kahuna, we're not worried about tefillin either. Hachanami mistavra. This also makes sense that it is not actual. Dikineged rosheyen. That it's kineged and not mitachas actually. Disakadai daf tachas rosheyen. Because if it's actually under the heads of the kohanim, then there's another problem. Forget the issue of whether nitan lehenos because of the isser of mi'ila, but typically mishum kelayim. Dehaika avnet. The avnet ashan is in it. So forget the fact, the issue of Me'ila. What about Shanis? You're not allowed to get benefit from Shanis, right? It's Aser Bahana. So it must be, says the Gemara, that how the Gemara understood that line is correct. It must not mean actually Tachas, it must be next to, or else you'd also have a Shanis problem. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So fine, Ninu Lehenos, but you'd still be getting Hana from Kilayim. So it must be that it is not meant to be taken literally. It doesn't mean Mitachas, but it means Kineget. Period. Says the Gemara, that is a good Raya, that's a good proof into our understanding based on one opinion of a machlokas that we've had a number of times already in the Masechta. Hani chalamanda amar avneto shel kohen gadol b'shar yimos hashana zeo avneto shel, well, you have to switch around the gears a little bit, it means zeo avneto shel kohen hedyot. This works according to the manda amar that the kohen hedyot's avnate the whole year, right, the kohen hedyot only wears one, is the same exact avnate of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol wears an avnet of butz. Only butz. The question is, what does the Kohen Hedyot wear? That's not clear. Does he wear butz the whole year, which is also not shatnez? Or does he wear something special? Does he wear one with shatnez the whole year, and therefore it's different? The Kohen Hedyot's avnet the whole year is different than the Kohen Gadol's avnet on Yom Kippur. So, if you say that it is the same about avnet of Kohen Gadol, so zeo avneto, so then it works. El lamanda amar avneto shel kohen gadol lo zeu avneto shel kohen hedyot. But if you say not, that is not the same. That the whole year the avnet of the kohen hedyot is made out of kilayim. So Michael lemeimar. So what are you going to say? Then isn't there an isser of kilayim? And again, you might have to, depending on how you understand the question, the gra switches around the gears here. Let's just finish the line, though, and then we'll talk about it. V'chi tema kil'ayim. But if you say, wait, it's not a problem, and it's no raya, why? Kil'ayim bilavisha v'ha'alahu da'asar. The only answer of kil'ayim is wearing it and having it go on top of you. That's what's asar. You can't wear kil'ayim. Are you allowed to sell kil'ayim? You're allowed to sell kil'ayim. There's no isar hana. It's not like kil'ay ha'kerem, which is asar bahana'a totally. Kil'ayim of shanis is asar to wear, or asar to put on top of your bodies. Maybe that's what's usr. Bahatsah shari, but it's not a problem having it under me. Hatsah, just to go on top of it. So, maybe it doesn't relate to the issue of putting it under the Kohen's head. So, vahatanya, that's not true. Because the Brisa says, lo ya'ale alecha. Right, that's the pasuk in Kedoshim by Shatnez. Avalatam mutar lahatsiyo tachtecha. On a deoraisa level, you're right. You can have it under you. Aval amru chachamim asur lazoskein. But the chachamim say it's asur shema tichrach nima achas abasaro. Maybe one strand of the kilayim will go above you, will wrap around your body, and not just be under you purely, and therefore it'll be asur daraisa. So it goes there that you're never allowed to be on top of kilayim. Let's just finish. V'chi tema demifsek leib midi beni beni. What if you put a hefsek in between? What if you put a little board, a little other type of begad in between, so we're not worried? V'yamar Reb Shimon Pazi, Amar Reb Shimon Levi, Amar Rebbe Mishum Kihila Kadisha Debri Shabri Yerushalayim. Right, all of these people in the name of the holy congregation in Jerusalem. Afilu eser matzo zu al gavzu. If you have 10 mattresses on top of each other, v'kilayim tachtehen aser lishan alayim. Meaning, it's a low plug zera. If it's under you, it's under you. And the Chazal said you cannot be on top of kilayim. So you see, even under kilayim would be a problem, even on a drabbanan level. And yet, you are allowed to have it mitachas the rasheyan. Elav shvamina, keneged rasheyan shvamina. So it must be, it's not literal. It's keneged rasheyan because of the shatnis problem. Even if you want to say nitner lehenos is not a problem, it must be because of the shatnis problem that is not meant to be taken literally. 2 points. Number one is a shagas aryeh, which we mentioned again a number of times in the Masechta. Shagas aryeh that discusses the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding Big Day Kahuna. Whether there is an isser of wearing Big Day Kahuna, shelo b'sha'as avoda. That is a machlokes, both in Klei HaMikdash and in Hilchas Kelayim, between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds the last halacha in Hilchas Kelayim. The Rambam says, Kohanim shelavshu Big Day Kahuna, shelo b'sha'as avoda, afilu b'mikdash. Kohanim that wear Big Day Kahuna, when they're not doing the avoda, even if they're in the base of Mikdash, lokin mi bnei ha'avneit shehu kilayim. The Rambam says it's an isur daraisa for kohanim to wear their begadim when they're not doing the avoda. V'lo hutar bo ela b'shas avoda she misses asei ketzitzis. Asi dochalos asei. The Rambam says if you're not doing the asei, then you are not allowed to wear them. And the Ravid argues. The Ravid says no. The Ravid quotes our Gemara, as we're going to get to soon. The Ravid says b'mikdash even shelo b'shas avoda is mutter. And all the Achronim discuss the lumdus behind this machlokas, Rambam Ravid. Is it Hutra Dechuya? Asi Dechalos Asei? V'chulu. The Shagas Aryeh, if you remember, in Simcha Chavtes, quotes many, many rayas in support of the Ravid. The Shagas Aryeh thinks the Ravid's right. And one of his rayas is raya, then he relates it to our Gemara. His raya is that we know there is a principle of Chata Sa'of HaBaal Safik. Let's say a woman is not sure if she had a baby or not. She's not sure if the baby was big enough to be mechayev for a karban. Not sure. So, what's the halacha? So, there's a concept of chata sa'of ha'ba'al safek. You can bring, most karbanis you cannot bring if you're mesupek. Unless it's a specific karban to be brought on the safek, like ashem talui is brought if I'm not sure if I did the aveira or not. But, what about if a woman's not sure if she had a baby or not? So, you bring a chata sa'of, you bring it, but it's not eaten. You bring it, it's not eaten. But what if you're not supposed to bring it, says the Ravid? Then you're wearing the Kohen has to wear the Big Day Kahuna when he brings this karban, and he's wearing, according to the Rambam, you're getting, it's a daraisa. So how can you say that Mishum Safek, you should bring this karban and wear the Big Day Kahuna with a zachshash of an Isser Malkus? Says the Ravid. The fact that nobody says anything about that is a right, the Shakasari says, is a right to the Ravid. It must be that even Shlomo B'Shas Avoda, it is not a problem. Al Karchach, Tzorach Lubosh Big Tekuna B'Shas Avodasa, V'yafilo Avnei Shehu Kilayim, Heich Rashoy, L'Lov Shemi Safeg, El Avada Shvami Na, Tekilai Big Tekuna, L'Gamrei Shor Rachmana, Afilu Shlomo B'Shas Avoda. That is his first of 10 Rayas against the Rambam supporting the Ravid. But then he quotes, V'yim Tomar, but let me now say, what about Yuma Samach Tes? Maimi Boilan Hasam Perik Balo. The Gemara here, as we have been talking, is discussing whether Big Day Kahuna are Nitan Lehenos Olo. Tiv Shalom Eyo Gufe. Why didn't our Gemara bring this halacha of Chata Sa'ofa Baal Safek? Shmamina Nitan Lehenos. If I think it's such a good raya for the Ravid, why didn't the Gemara think it's a good raya of Big Day Kahuna Nitan Lehenos? De'im Lokain, De'im Olav Bar Karbanu, V'nena Mi Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. So why didn't our Gemara bring this as a raya against the Ravid, against the Rambam, for the Ravid? So he says, Halo Kashamidi. Let me explain. Not only am I bringing rayas to the Ravid, I'm defending the Ravid from questions. De'vadai, Lo Dami Isser Hana'a De Big Day Kahuna. Where does the Gemara say that there's Shalom B'Shas Avoda, our Gemara L'maskana? There's no issue of shatness. Says you can't compare that to the Isser of Kilayim and the wearing Big Day Kahuna Shlomo B'Shas Avoda. Even though the Gemara now jumped from one to the other one, says the Shagas Aryeh. Right, what was the Gemara talking about first? The Isser of wearing Big Day Kahuna when you're not supposed to. Because of the Isser of Me'ila. And then the Gemara now relates that and says, well, I'll bring you a raya to that understanding because there's another Isser that's involved here. The Isser of Kilayim. Says the Shagas Aryeh, you still have to remember that there's two separate Isserim going on here in the Gemara. Devadai lo dami Isser hana debigde kahuna shalobisha savoda le Isser Kilayim. Dagabe Isser hana'a talya milsa bikadusha haba'a al yedei adam. When it comes to the Isra of Mi'ilah, so then you have more flexibility. You have the principle called Lev Bezdin Masneh. You could say Bezdin and the Torah, you know, make certain flexibilities in terms of what you're allowed to do. And that is why that regarding the Isser Hana from Bigde Kahuna per se, regarding Mi'ilah, you can say Lev Bezdin Masneh. Masha Enkin Lagabe Isser Kilayim Sheba Me'elav V'lo Al Yidei Adam Lo Shari Ladas Rambam Ela B'Shas Avoda Da'asi Yasei V'dachi Lo Sasei V'shlo B'Shas Avoda Lo Hilkach. Therefore he says you can't prove it from Big Dekuna Litno House Mechatos Ova Bal Safek, because in any case you have to say, and this is even for the Rambam, he's saying this, I misspoke before, he's saying this for both of them, he says you have to say Kach, that's the halacha that's been brought down al pi mesora, because you have to bring this carbon, because a woman's not sure if she had a baby or not. She has to bring the carbon in order to be able to eat carbonis for the rest of her life, until she has another baby and she vada has to bring a carbon. Therefore, it must be, this is part of the Din Daraisa, that even if you have any sveikas of any other isurim, it is allowed. That's why our Gemara didn't bring it up, and that is why it's not a foolproof raya to the Rambam or the Raya. The other issue brought up here on our Gemara from the Maritz Chayas is, interesting, the Gemara here is relating an Isser Derabanan for the Kohanim to sleep with it under their heads, because it might go up. It might wrap up. One string might wrap up. Don't we have a principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash? So why are we even worried about this here? Usually there's no Isser Derabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. So why do we bring in this for the Kohanim, putting it under their heads? Says the Maritz Chayas, is this a raya to the Marsha in Shabbos, who says that the principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash only applies to Isurei Shabbos, not to other Isurei Derabanan? Isurei Shabbos are knocked out because of Ein Shvus B'Migdash and Kohanim Zerizim Heim, but not other Isurim. Says the Maritz Chayas, is that the issue here? Is this...
Where were they sleeping?
They were sleeping in the Beis HaMokad, which is right connected to the Azara.
So does that have the status?
Does Ein Shvus B'Migdash apply to those areas where they're allowed to sleep? So it is in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have Kedushas Azara. Okay, so maybe that's another answer. Ein Shvus B'Migdash only applies Mamish in the Azara. But there are other two ideas, and that is the Maritz Chayas says this is an araya to that sugya. Why? The whole principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash, some Gemaras suggest, it's not explicit, but Gemaras suggest, and the Kesef Mishnah says it explicitly, is based on the concept of Kohanim Zerizim Heim. Kohanim are very careful, and you don't have to worry. Here they're sleeping. You don't apply the principle of Kohanim Zerizim Heim when they're sleeping. You're worried if they're going to roll onto it, if they're going to lean on it. So you can't apply Kohanim Zerizim Heim in that context. That is one answer the Maritz Chayas gives. Rav Yashiv here says a different answer. Ein Shvus B'Migdash doesn't apply B'Migdash when it's Letzorech of the Mikdash. If you're doing an Avoda, here they're going to sleep. That happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's not Letzorech Mikdash. So that's why the principle doesn't apply. So again, why don't you apply Ein Shvus B'Migdash here? Number one, the Marsha would say, well, it's not Yisurei Shabbos. Number two, the Maritz Chayas says, well, they're sleeping. That's why you don't apply Kohanim Zerizim Ein Shvus B'Migdash. And number three, it's your own personal needs. It's not a need of the Beis HaMikdash. Three ways to answer that issue. Okay, back to our Gemara, third wide line, right at the end. Rav Ashi Amar, says Rav Ashi, La'olam tachas rasheyan. Really, you could say it's literal, that the Kohanim put it under their heads. V'ha kamishani mikilayim. Aye, aren't you getting benefit from kilayim? Big de kahuna kashin heim. Now, Big Day Kahuna aren't these soft, nice, comfy materials. They're hard. And therefore, it's not called Hana'ah from the wearing, as Rishonim formulate elsewhere. Shaniz, as we mentioned, and Kilayim, is not usher to get benefit from. It's usher to get Hana'ah Slavisha. That's what's usher by Kilayim. Hana'ah of wearing. And if you're not getting Hana'ah Slavisha because it's hard, so therefore it is not a problem. Ki hada amar afuna breder of Yeshua, hai namta gamda danarsh, this hard felt from danarsh, sharya, there's no isser of kilayim, because it is too hard. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim here. You see this big Tosfos that there seems to be a stira. Our Gemara seems to say that by hard materials, there's no Isser of Kelayim, period. End of story. If you look in Maseches Arach, and that's what applies by Bikta Kahuna. No issue of Kelayim, don't worry about it. But if you look in Arachin, the Gemara there says explicitly that Bikta Kahuna have an issue of Kelayim. The Gemara there says, everybody's chayv in the Isser of Kelayim, even Kohanim. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, Kohanim have to keep all of the mitzvos. Right, why would I have thought that Kohanim don't have to keep the Isser of Kelayim? So the Gemara there says, well, I might have thought because they're allowed to wear Kelayim by Bikta Kahuna, so too they're allowed to wear Kelayim in general. Kamashbalan, you don't say that. That's the Gemara in Arachin. So you see from there, Beferish, the Gemara is assuming that Bikta Kahuna are Kelayim, but you're allowed to wear them because that's the mitzvah. But let's say when they're not doing the Avodah, like here, how could the Gemara say that there's no issue because they're hard? No, the Gemara there says there is an issue, but Letzorach Avodah you're allowed to do it. So that is a big discussion. How do you answer that stira between our Gemara, which sounds like Bikta Kahuna do not have a problem of Kelayim because they're hard materials, versus the Gemara in Arachim? So just to quote two, Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, well, there's a difference between wearing and lying on. Wearing, says the Rabbeinu Tam on the fifth line of Tosfos, the Levisha v'ha'ala, the Havi da'oraisa, asiri afilu bakashin. You're right, it's hard. But that Gemara over there says it's usher to wear even kashin, because if it's not kashin, it will be daraisa. So wearing it would be a drabanan where goes or mishum that. Our Gemara is talking about it underneath me. Sitting on it, hatsa on it, that's only drabanan. Gzeira, it might go above me. So we're not going to be gozer mishum kashin in that circumstance, or even if it would mamish be, go on me, it would only be an iser de rabbanan. So that's an important Tosfos. Tosfos is chilik right here. The other answer given, the Baal Hamor in Beitza says, you know the answer is? Avnate versus the others. The other material, the other begadim do not have aren't soft, and therefore, even if they have kelayim in it, what do the other begadim have kelayim? That's only the big day Kohen Gadol. But the only one that's soft that you're worried about is the avnate, right? It can't be hard. You're wrapping it around. So that's the distinction, says the Baal Hamor, between the two Gemaras. The Baal Hamor in the end of the first parak in Beitza. The Baal Hamor says, "Vinir Ali, kan ba'avni, kan b'shar begadim. Hahid meseches yoma, ar Gemara, be'avnet nemra. Shepirchei kahuna hedyotim hayu. V'lo hayu big day am kelayim, ela ba'avnet pilvad." The only kelayim one of the big day hedyot. The ha'avnet shokoen gadov shokoen hedyot hayu kashim. Be'pnei shayu chogren ubahem b'masneim. Avozesh sh'amr meseches arachin. The istri kelayim l'kohanim be'big day kahuna. Be'choshen ve'eifo shokoen gadov. Shohayu b'hem kelayim v'hayu rachin. V'lo kashin. They were soft. Mashenkin, the avnet was made of a harder material. Then he quotes Tosfos' answer, but he likes his answer. So machlokas Tosfos and the Baal Hamor. How do you answer the stira? Okay, we continue. Still a lot more to go today. Bez Hashem. Tashma, says the Gemara, let's continue to try to prove our issue. Big day kahuna, hayotzeme hanle medina asur. Big day kahuna, if I go outside, if I wear them outside, it's asur. Now that I wear them outside. Uba mikdash, bein b'shas avoda, bein shalo b'shas avoda, mutter. Mebnei she big day kahuna, nino lehen os bahen, shmamina. Period. Big day kahuna are nitan lay henos. Right. Obviously, this is relates to the machlokas Rambam Ravid, as we mentioned earlier. What does it mean? Lamaskana. We've said nitan lay henos. What exactly does that mean? If you look in Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos says that means that if you're wearing big day kahuna, you don't have to rush the second after the avodah to take them off. Because after all, the Torah wasn't given to angels, and therefore the Torah understands. But Mashma from Tosfos, stop to put it on for no reason. You're not allowed to do that. The halacha of Nita Leanos means because Hashem understands, and therefore lo nina tor lamalachei ashares. If you look in the Rambam sounds like Beferish, it's mutter. There is no isser when it comes to these begadim. If you look in Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says, Asur, sorry, the Rambam, right, in Ches Yud Aleph. Big day kahuna, mutter lehanos mehen. Lefichach, lovesh osan, biyom avodaso, afilo shalobesh as avoda. Even when you're not doing the avodah, it sounds like for the Rambam, if it's mutter, it's mutter. Chutz min ha'avnei b'mnei shu shatnes. Meaning, regarding the isser of hanah ben amigdash, like the Shagas already said before. Regarding the isser of me'ila, you're allowed to wear it. Also, the kohen hedyo lalov sho ela b'shas avodah. When it comes to the avnei, you can only wear b'shas avodah. But shlo b'shas avodah, it sounds like across the board. So machlokas, tosfos in the Rambam, how to understand this maskana in terms of it's being worn. Says the Gemara, ubi medina lo. Really? You're not allowed to wear it outside the base of Migdash? Ubi Medina? V'yotanya, what about this great story? Be'aser v'chamisha b'teves. On the 25th day of Teves, Yom HaGrizim Hu. Right? It's the day of Har, it's called the Yom HaGrizim, right? One of the days of Megillas Tainus. That, delod l'mispeid. That we're not allowed to have espeidim, we're not allowed to fast. Remember the Megillas Tainus has the list of all the holidays from the days of the Tanoim that something special happened, and it was a little yantif. And they were abolished, the Megillas Tainus, except for Chanukah and Purim, the only ones that were left, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, what happened on this day of Har Grizim? Yom Bikshu Kusiyim as Beis Elokeinu, may Alexandra smoke down Lachrivo. Is the day that the Kusiyim went to tell Alexander the Great that the Jews are rebelling against you, and they hate you, and you have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Right? This was a couple hundred years before the Purim story, Hanukkah story, when Alexander the Great was still, right, the Greeks weren't so bad to the Jews yet. This was earlier. And then afterwards, later on, it started getting worse. But they went, and they told Alexander, you know, according to most commentaries, this is Alexander the Great, they went to tell them that you got to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So he was going to go with him. He's like, okay, fine. We're going to go destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So they let Shimon HaTzadik know what was going on. Ma asa. Lavash, remember, he was Mishiyare Anshekines HaGadola. That was towards the beginning of Bayasheni. Beginning. Ezra and Mordechai and all those, they were the end of the Anshekines HaGadola. That was the beginning of Bayasheni. And the whole Hanukkah story happened in the middle of Bayasheni, a couple hundred years later. So Ma'asa, Lavash Big Day Kahuna. That's why the story is here. The Shimon HaTzadik put on the Big Day Kahuna. Vinis Atef Big Day Kahuna. Umi Yakirei Yisrael Imo. He took the nobility of Am Yisrael with him. V'avukos Shel Arbi Yadayim. And he's walking out of Yerushalayim with torches in his hands. V'kol HaLaila Halalu Holchem Mitzadzev. Halalu Holchem Mitzadzev. The whole night, Shimon HaTzadik and the whole entourage is walking towards the Greeks, and Alexander the Great is walking towards them. Ad sha'ala mora shachar. Until the morning. Kivan sha'ala mora shachar. Omer lohem mihalalu. So Alexander the Great sees this whole entourage, and he says, who are these people? Omru lo. The Kusim say, Yehudim shamar debacha. It's these Jews that are rebelling against you. Kivat shigia antip taris. Zorcha chama upagu zebazeh. They meet each other. The sun goes up and they see each other. Kivan Sharal Shimon HaTzadik, unbelievable. Once Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yarad Mimer Kavto, Vishtachavel Fanaf. He got off his chariot and he bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. Amrulo, Melech Gadol Kamoscha Yishtachavel Yehudi Zeh, what are you doing? What a great king, and you're bowing down to this lowly Jew? Amr Lahan, Tubus Yokno Shal Zeh, Minatzachas Lefanai Bebeis Melchamti. Literally, a picture of this person always helps me win my wars. What does that mean? Some say that the night before every war, he dreams about Shimon HaTzadik. He sees this man, and it's like his good luck charm. And he always sees him. It always helps him. So he's like, I never knew who this was. Amar lahem lama basem. So Alexander turns to them and says, everything okay? Why are you here? Amru, they say, Efshar bayis shemis palin bo alecha v'amalchusecha. The house, you know what we do in the Beis HaMikdash? We daven for you. Right, your other people are convincing you to destroy this house. You know what we do in there? We daven for you. It's like Achashverosh. Who are these people that are doing this terrible thing? It's these Kusiyim. Remember the Kusim, they were put into Eretz Yisrael and Kigeri Arayos. Amar Lahem. Alexander says, really? Harehe Mesura Biyadchem. Do whatever you want with them. I'm not destroying the Beis HaMikdash, right? Alexander was good to the Jews. Right? Anybody who's named Sender today, or Alex, right? It goes way back to this time period, to this story. Alexander was good. Miyad Nikvum Biikvehem, Vitalum Bizinve Susayem. So the Jews took these Mosrim that wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, And they made holes in their heels and tied them to the tails of their horses. And they tortured them, right, to make sure that nobody else would start up with the Jewish people. Until they came to Har Gerizim. Har Gerizim was the place, Rashi notes here, the place where the Kusim lived and where they built their own Mikdash. Their substitute Mikdash. Kivin shegila Har Gerizim, charshuhu vizaruhu, they plowed it over. Vizaruhu karshinim kedash abishu lasos labeis alokeinu. Right, that's what happened. That's the day of Har Gerizim. So that was one of the days that they made a yantif. V'osu ha-yom asu yantif. Question mark. So what's the question? He was wearing Bita Kahuna in the Medina. Right, so how is he able to do that? So the Gemara gives two answers. Ibayis Ema Ru'uy LeBita Kahuna. Number one is maybe he wasn't actually wearing the Bita Kahuna. He was wearing begotten that were fit to be the Bita Kahuna. I mean, he was wearing royal clothing, vestments. But he wasn't actually wearing the Beit HaKohen, because he knew he couldn't take that out of the base of Mikdash. The real answer is probably the next line. So you do whatever you have to do. Period. 2 points. Number one, the Ritva here notes that if you look in the history books, says the Ritva, Tema l'Rebel Chanan Zal, one of the Balei HaTosfos. It's mashma from elsewhere that Har Gerizim of the Kusim was much, much later. In the times of Rabbi Meir, in the times of the Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, that's where the Gemara talks about that they went to Har Gerizim and they found an Avodah Zarah there, and that's when they were goes there, Kusim have the status of non-Jews. That was much later. So what's going on here? So says the Ritva, it must be, it was bad, good, bad. It must be they originally were pretty bad, and they destroyed Har Gerizim here, and then they came back to the fold, the Kusim, and they started doing some proper behavior, and then later on, in the times of Rabbi Meir, they again went astray. You have to say that that's what occurred here, number one. Number two, Rabbi Yashiv here asks, how did, let's say according to the second Deya, Eis Lasos Lashem, according to the second answer, we're going to have a Mishnah later on, a very important medical discussion. Are you allowed to violate Isurim for Pikuach Nefesh? Yes. What about if it is what we call Refua Seguli? It's not regular medical procedure, tested and experienced medicine. So for that, I'm allowed to take medicine. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, I'm allowed to violate Isurim. What about if it's experimental medicine? Right, am I allowed to violate an Isser? I'm not sure if this would work, but it's treif, but, you might as well try it. Are you allowed to violate? So that's a Gemara later on. And the Mishnah later on we're going to have. Says Rav Yashiv right here. 1 minute. How is he allowed to put on the Big Tikkunah? He had no idea whether this was going to work or not. As he says, Nira. Sorry, next one. He says, L'char Kasha. Heich ba la avar al divrei tor bidavar sguli bitikva sheyatzil. Hatzala kamon, we're going to have later on Daf Gimel, Misha nishacho kelev shote, ein ma'achilon aso michatzar kavishalo. And the Rambam says, because in order to violate Yisrael, it has to be what's called refuah beduka menusa. It has to be tried and tested medicine. So here, they have no idea. Why is he wearing the Beit HaKahuna? Did Shimon HaTzadik know that he always appears to Alexander? That's not clear. Not clear. So he says, Tzarech lomar shahayev batuach b'neis zeh b'lo shum safek. Uvazem mutterhu. It must be that it wasn't a safek for him. He knew vadai that he was going to be saved through this, and that's why. It was vadai pikuach nefesh. It was vadai going to be saved, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. He doesn't quote it, but I thought it's the same idea what Tosfos says in the end of Bava Metzia. Tosfos there, if you remember, the Gemara there talks about Elio Anavi was in the middle of a cemetery. And according to many Rishonim, and according to Pasha the Gemara, he was a Kohen. So the question is, what was he doing in the cemetery? So that's what one of the Tanam asks him, Elio Navi, what's going on? So Tosfos says, Tamalari, if he was a Kohen, Heich, this is Kuf Yudal and Amazim Bamatsia, Heich Hechya Benashal Ha'amana, Kivan Shekohen Haya, Dechseba Yismodin Ariyalad. Remember, Elio Navi did Tchias Amesim, right? And Elisha did Tchias Amesim. So how did he touch the dead body? How did he walk into the room if he was a Kohen? So Tosfos answers, Kivon shebarur lo sheyechayehu lakach hayamotu mishim pikuach nefesh. He knew he would do tchias ameisim bevadais. He was able to touch the dead body. He was dead, but he was able to touch him because he was vadai sure that it would work. So that's the same idea that Rabbi Yashiv says right here in our context. One other point, fascinating. We know, we're getting to the parshias of the couple weeks about the Big Day Kahuna, and they're, in one context, they're called the Big Day Srud. Machlokas, Rashi, Rabban, what are the Big Day Srud? So some context, they're the begadim, they're the materials that were put over the kalim. They wrapped the kalim in when they traveled. But there is a medrash that says the Big Day Srad were the Big Day Kahuna. So why is it called Srad? Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Srad from the word Srid. Srid means the remainder. The Big Day Kahuna saved the remainder of Klal Yisrael, based on our story. This Big Day Srad, according to Medrash, El Malei Hamor, not for Big Day Kahuna, Lo Nishtayer Misoneim Shal Yisrael Saridu Palit, V'chein Darshu Razal V'mesechaz Yuma Perek Balo, Maisa B'mei Alexander's Mukton. Right, he quotes our Gemara, meaning they saved us. Big Day Kahuna saved us in this context. Okay, weiter. Chazan HaKnesses, Noto Sefer Torah, the Chazan of the Knesses, the Chazan of the Shul. Which Shul was this? Remember Rashi quoted, there was a shul right next to the Azara. So he took a Sefer Torah from there. Again, Rabbi Yashav says, wasn't there a Sefer Torah in the Aron, and that's the one that they read from? So he said it must be Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, they took it from the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. And says Rabbi Yashav, oh, this is unbelievable. Relating to what we did a few months ago. When did he get the Torah? Bayis Rishon, Rabbi Yashav assumes that he took the Torah from the Aron. Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron. So he took the Torah from the Beis HaKnesses that was next door. But what about relating in the first Bayis? Doesn't say that he went in. So says Rabbi Yashav, it must be when he went in with the Kaf and the Machta, he went out with the Sefer Torah. Remember we asked, why didn't he just take out the shovel? Why did he leave it there? So he said, we mentioned thoughts of maybe he left it there, Dafka, you know, to show that the Tzdukim were wrong, right? To be able to show that we Dafka do it inside and not outside. But says Rabbi Yashav, maybe that's what he had in his hands when he went out. Maybe that's why he couldn't carry the other items. And he got it from there. He says, he quotes, and then he brought it back in when he went to get the Kaf and the Machta back out. But the Mishnah in Yoma, here Mishnah is talking about Bayesheni. Unbelievable. It's nowhere in Mishnayos. But Rabbi Yashav talks about, where did the Sefer Torah come from? So, Bayis Rishon, he said, it must have come from the Kodesh Kodashim. And that's what, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it, when he went in and out with the Ktores, that's when he went to get it. Okay, so Chazan HaKnesses Noto Sefer Torah, Shma Mino, the fact that you could give it to four different people before you ultimately give it to the Kohen Gadol, Shma Mino, Cholken Kavod L'Talmud, Makom HaRav, doesn't this show that you can show Kavod to a lower person in the place of a bigger person? Meaning, because you don't have to give it all straight to the Kohen Gadol. You could give the Chazan HaKnesses, could give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, and then to the Skan. So Amar Abaya, Kula Mishim Kavod to Kohen Gadol. No, Raya. Maybe it's all about being Kavod to the Kohen Gadol. Meaning when I give Kavod to the Kohen Gadol's secondary, to his vice, that's giving Kavod for him. The Kohen Gadol Omei. So the Kohen Gadol stands up when he gets the Sefer Torah. Michlal Shehu Yoshe, Mashpah, that he had been sitting. What do you mean? How can he sit down? Bonantanan, we learned in Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elo Lamalchi Beis Tavid Bavad. We had this already earlier. You see on the side, Daf Chaf Hey. Nobody's allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash, unless you're from Malchus Beis Tavid. And the Kohen Gadol was not from Malchus Beis Tavid. Shneamar, Vayavo HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lefnei Hashem. So answers the Gemara, Kedam Rav Chizda Be'ezras Nashim. Like Rav Chizda says elsewhere, Ezras Nashim, Hachanami Be'ezras Nashim. There was no Isser in the Ezras Nashim. The only Isser was in the Azara. And the Kohen Gadol, when he was sitting, he was in the Ezras Nashim. Right? We discussed back on Daf Chaf Hey, if you review those Shashiurim, where is the source for Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara? And whether it's an Issa Daraisis, a Drabanan, there are Stiras and Rashis. There are three Rashis in Shas. One Rashi says, Allah Moshe B'Sinai. One Rashi sounds like an Issa Drabanan. One Rashi quotes a Pasuk. So it's a Stira. How do you put together all of the Rashis all over? Whether it's the Daraisa or the Rabbanan. The Rambam quotes it in Mitzvah Asei Chaf Aleph, in the Mitzvah of Moreh Mikdash. Sounds like it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, not to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, this is an important discussion. The more it's an Issa Daraisa, the more difficulty you have to figure out why David HaMelech is allowed to sit. This is the Rabbanan, you don't have a problem. But that's an important discussion. So, where did Rav Chizda say that? That you're not allowed to sit down? Aha, on the following question. Meisve, we'll go with our girsa, Detanya, Heichen Korinbo, where did he read it? What is this talking about? The Tosafot Yeshanim says, this is talking about Hakel, the Melech, reading the Torah. But, says the Tosafot Yeshanim, who adin here? Mistama, the same rules apply to the Melech, reading the Torah by Hakel, and the Kohen Gadol, reading the Torah here. So where did he read it? Ba'azara, in the Azara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Bahar Habayis, Shneamar, Vayikrabo, Lefnei HaRachov, Asher Lefnei Shar HaMayim, Rama Rav Chizda, Be'ezres Nashim. Ezres Nashim, because also there, everybody was listening to the king. Where was the king? It was in Ezres Nashim, and therefore they were all able to listen to it. Good. Vayivarech, once we have these psukim quoted, so we'll talk about these. Psukim in Nehemiah. Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem ho Elokim Agadol. My Gadol. What does it mean that Ezra called Hashem Gadol? The great one. Amar of Yosef, Amar Rav. Shegidzlo b'shem hamaforash. He made him great by reciting the Shem hamaforash. That's Gidzlo. Rav Gidol Amar. Interesting. Rav Gidol is talking about Gidzlo. Rav Gidol Amar. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. As we know from Maseches Brachos, instead of just saying Amen in the base of the Mikdash, sometimes they had different tshuvot, different things that were said. So here, this is what he instituted. This is what they said. That's how they were Magadol Hashem. Period. Amar le Rav Dimi, the God takes, Amar le Rabaya, he takes out the Rav Dimi, Amar the Dilma Shegila B'Shem HaMeforash. Why do you have to come up with that other pshat? Just say, it means Shem HaMeforash. Amar le Ein Omrim Shem HaMeforash B'Gvulin. No, you can't say that outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Ezra HaSofer was saying it outside, right? He was giving a bracha. So therefore, that's why he couldn't be. Vilo, really? You can't say it outside. V'haksid. V'yamod Ezra HaSofer al Migdal Ha'etz asher asu ladavar. V'yamar Rav Gidol shegidlo b'shem HaMeforash. There Rav Gidol does say, so you see that was outside, right? The Migdal Ha'etz, they built this big platform. Harasha Ha'isa. That was a Harasha that Ezra HaSofer had to talk to them. He had all of Klal Yisrael there. He wanted to use the opportunity, and that's why he was able to do that. Period. Vayizaku el Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol. At that time, when they came back for Vayisheni, they screamed out to Hashem. Mayamur, what did they say? Right, this story appears elsewhere also. Famous story. Right, Yuma Samachtes, two famous stories. One, Alexander the Great meeting Shimon HaTzadik, and right here, number two, killing the Avodah Zarah for Avodah Zarah. So my Amur, Amar Rabbi Tamer Rabbi Yochanan, Baya Baya. What were they crying? Woe to us! Woe to us! Baya Baya. They were very upset. They were screaming. Hainu hai dach rivei l'mikdasha. Right, when they came back to Baya Sheni, they were now all of a sudden realizing, you know, how difficult it's been without the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe even realizing that Bayis Sheni is not even like Bayis Rishon. So they were a little sad also. They were saying, oh, the Eitz Sahara caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. The Kalya Lehechala, and burn the Hechal. The Katzlinu Lekuli Tzadiki caused so many people to be killed. Vaglinu Yisrael Me'arahon, and caused Bnei Yisrael to go into Galus. V'yadayin Meraki Beinon. And it's still a problem. Kluv Yahav Tilan. Hashem, you gave us the Eitz Sahara just to overcome and get schar for. Lo ihu ba'inan v'lo agri ba'inan. Just take him away. We can't deal with this avodah for Eitz Sahara for avodah zara. That's the context. So right, because we can't fathom. We can't fathom bowing down to a tree. Because Hashem took away the Eitz Sahara for us. Nafalu piska me'rakia davikasa ba'emes. What happens? A petek fell down from Shemayim and it said the word emes on it. Meaning, Amar Avichayinu Shema Minacho, so much Lakadosh Baruch Hu MS. This is Hashem's signet. Hashem is MS, and therefore it must be that He feels for us. He feels for us, and He wants to have Rachmanis on us to help us out. O Sivi B'Tanisa Tlasin Yomans. They all fasted for 30 days. V'Tlasa Lilosa. And 30, and right, for, I'm sorry, for 3 days and 3 nights. Masruhu Nialayu. And they gave, Hashem gave the Eitz Sahara to them. How? Nafak asa ki gurya denur bebeis kashi akadashim. A lion of fire went out from the Kodesh Kadashim. Rav Dessler notes, unbelievable, the Yetzirah comes out of the Kodesh Kadashim, the most holy place and the most tamei item. Doesn't matter how great a person gets. Right? Call it Gadol Mechaveru, Yitzro Gadol Heimenu. You have the greatest place, you have the Yetzirah coming out of there. Omar Luhu Navi Li Yisrael, Hainu Yitzro Davaris Kochavim. The Navi says, oh, this is the Yetzirah. Shenemar Veyomar Zos Harisha. So what they do, they grabbed it. Badi Tafsu Ale, Ishtamit Beinasi Mimazye. As they were grabbing it and struggling with it. Obviously, this might be, this is not something physical. Maybe this is all a message, a vision that they had, right? But a vision that somehow a hair fell out of the mane. Verama, just to symbolize the struggle. Verama kala va'azo kalei arba mea parsi. And the scream that it let out when its hair came out was heard 400 parsis away. Amru hechi nevitz. They said, what should we do? This is the Anshek and the Sakadola. Remember, they were all Nevi'im. That's who we're talking about here. They were all in the Nevi'im. So what should we do? Dilma chas v'shalom rachmi alei min shemaya. Right, if he keeps screaming, maybe Hashem will have rachmanis on it. Amelu navi shadyua beduda da'avra. Just lock it up. Put it into a bottle of lead. V'chafyua lapume be'ivra. And seal it with a seal of lead. De'ivra mishav shav kala. Because lead is a great insulator of sound. It's not going to let the voice out. Shne'emar v'yomer zos harisha. V'yashlech osa al tocha eifa v'yashlech az evan o'aferes el pia. So, the Eitz HaRa for Avodah Zarah is gone. It's finished, it's locked up. That's why we don't have these Eitz HaRas anymore. Amru, they said, okay, let's press our luck. Hol v'eis ratzon hu niboy rachmi ha'yisra da'avera. So what about the Eitz HaRa for Gili Arayis? Let's try that. That's also the hard one. Boy Rachmi Vimser Biadayas. They got that one too. Omer Lui, the Yetzahara himself says to them, guys, you can't live without me. You need a little bit of me inside of you. Chazu, see, Diikatlisu Lelahu Lahu, if you kill him, meaning me, Kal Ya'alma, the world will cease to exist. Chashua Tlasiyomi, they say, okay, we'll test you. They locked him up for 3 days. Ubo, Biasa, Basioma, Bechol Eretz Yisrael, they looked for an egg. Veloish Takak, there were no eggs that were laid in all of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning we need a little taiva in the world, right? We need taiva for the mutter. Relationships. Amri, so they said, Hechi Nevid, what should we do? Niktale, if we kill it, Kal Ya'alma, the world can't exist. Niboy Rachmi Apalga, if we daven that Hashem should maybe take half of it away, what is half of it away? Rashi says that a person should only have taiva for his wife and not for anybody else. So Palga Berkia Lo Yavi, Hashem is an all or nothing kind of being. You know, we can't like say, oh Hashem, can you, we're not on the level of Chonia Ma'agel. No, could I have this rain and that rain? We can't be so specific. Right, we're not on that level. So kachlinu le'enei. So what they do? They just blinded it. V'shavkuha, and then they let it go. V'yahani, and at least helped lo migri be le'inish b'karivte. A person doesn't have taiva for his relatives in the same way as at all, in the same way as others, and that's what they did. And that's the story of blinding it. Period. We're going to stop there. We'll just mention two other ha'aris, and that is the Pnei Yoshua. We mentioned this both earlier in the Masechta as well. An amazing Pnei Yoshua in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, where the Pnei Yoshua is Bedayik, when it talks about on Rosh Hashanah, the three books that are open, and the Tzadikim are Nechtamin, Nechtamin, La'altar, and these are Nechtamin, Nechtamin, and Tzadikim, Rishamin, and Beinonim, Artulim, Va'odim, and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur? Depends what happens. Zachu nechtavin l'chayim. Lo zachu nechtavin l'misa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, unbelievable diak. Why does, on Yom Kippur, it just says nechtavin and not nechtamin? On Rosh Hashanah, it says nechtavin, nechtamin, la'alter l'chayim, l'misa, and not. On Yom Kippur, zachu nechtavin l'chayim. Lo zachu nechtavin l'misa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, because on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he helps us out, he's acting with midas ha-chesed. It's not midas ha-din. And therefore, it can't say nechtamin, because a chosamosh l'kadosh baruch hu is MS. And he doesn't use MS fully on Yom Kippur, because he's having rachmanis on us. That's why the Gemara is meduyek, it just says nechtavin without nechtamin. Number one. The other point to mention is we've mentioned in the Otzer Hatfilos that we'll start with this. I don't want to rush through this. I'll just mention something else instead of the last 30 seconds, and that is the Chashukei Chemed here has a discussion, right? We have to be emesdik like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you allowed to lie l'shem mitzvah? Not shalom bias. Let's say you're on a bus, he says, and an elderly person gets on the bus, and you get up to give him the seat. And he says, no, he's very independent, he doesn't want to sit down. Are you allowed to say, no, I'm getting off at the next stop, it's okay? Even if you're not? Are you allowed to lie to do that in order to get him to sit down? That's the Shaila. Because he wanted to sit down. So he says, he quotes in the Hilchas Staka, are you allowed to lie to tell the Ani something that, I'll just take it, you'll pay me back. You're allowed to do that in order to get him to take it. So he said, Mistama, you're allowed to do that here too. Right? To give him the spot. And also, not only that, it might even be a Chil Hashem. If nobody knows that he refused. Right, so that's why you have to do your best. If you should be standing and he should be sitting, says the Chashuk Echemed, in that place you have to do your best even lying in order to get it to sit down, that's not a violation of Chosam Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Okay, Hashem, we'll start with the Otzer HaTfilas and a couple of other items in this these great dafim that we have here in Perek Balo. Parsha Shir should be up from yesterday.